would have just said something here by Asher Mitzvah, I would be able to learn out other Hashemas from here. So what it says over here, I can learn out other Kabbalahs from it. I just can't learn out this from other Kabbalahs. Then very good, we have Likuva. Then you need it two places, Legufe. You need one place to teach us by a regular carbon osher lemitzvah, it has to have a shechita b'tzofen. And you need a special place to teach us that by an osher mitzvah also, lechetchila, you have to have a shechita b'tzofen. But still, you would not know likuva. Gemara says, kiva and the hadre, no, that's a smara. Since it's put back, it's put back for the limudim. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on next tape. We'll start over again. This last gemara. You were holding daf and mem test on the base on top. Again, the shana was Ava Makola Gomi Minei So Shapir. Then it's very good. Rashi says Midi Dilei Chidish Bay Goyim Shchita Tzofen. He have Iksibu Bay Lehev Iksibu B'Shara Shomois Gan Mulei Shara Shomos Minei. In other words, this Chidish that says by the Osher Metzora that it needs Tzofen, so we can learn out other Hashemas from here. So therefore, that's why we have a second time. They said that an Oshram needs Shchita B'Tzofen, therefore it's Likuva. Like it says once here by Oshram Mitzayra, and it says of the other Hashemites also. So if you hold, you could have learned out other Hashemites from the Oshram Mitzayra, then it's a question, why do we need an extra time, a second time to say the Shchita has to be done B'Tzofen? It must mean Likuva. But Rabbi the Gemara says, Yisrulem if you hold, Tlehevi Gomi Mikloloi. No, to the dogger yotze min haklal to nidin achidish boy. Like we just said about this osham mitzvah, it went out of the klal of regular osham to say that needs the bohemus yad and bohemus regal. See, if you learn, tell me now that you cannot learn out from it to other places and not other places from it. If so, hay legufi yitzrach. So again, we do not have like two psukim to say an osham needs a shechit of itself on, but rather you need one pasuk b'davka for Nosha Mitzvah, because you will not learn it out from the other Hashemas, and you also need a pasuk by the other Hashemas, because the other Hashemas also you will not learn out from Nosha Mitzvah. So if so, how do we know it's Likuva? How do we know that by Korban Hashem, the shechit is Likuva? So Gemara answers over here, it's different, I tell you. Kivra and the Hadre, Hadre. Since the pasuk says now that this Nosha Mitzvah is Kechatis, the Torah put it back like a regular korban. So therefore now this Osher Mitzvah, even though it went out for Dovra Chodesh, but since the Torah put it back, now it's like a regular korban Osher. So therefore the Maisi could learn out one from the other. So in fact we have two times the Chiddush that an Osher needs a Shechita B'Tzofen, that's how we know it's Likuva. Oh, Malay Mazut Rabbeinu Rav Moshe Ravina. Eima, why don't I say, Ki Hadzrei Kvola Gabi Matan Demu V'Yemurim Deboi Kuna. Maybe the Pesach only said that this Osher Mitzvah is like all other Kabbonis, only for the Lochas of Matan Domin, that you have to make a Zerika Sadam or the Mizbeach, and you have to burn the Emurim. These things, the Boy Kuna, you need a kind to do these things. Avashchitah le Boy Kuna, Mashenkin, the Avoid of Shchitah, that's kosher even bizarre, maybe then you Boy Tzofen, maybe then you do not have to have Tzofen. So again, the question is, how do we know that this Osher Mitzvah, or it's extra to say it needs Tzofen. Maybe this I will not learn out from the other Kabbonis. So each one says its own Chiddush, but they're not two extra ones. Smor says, no, in Cain of so, name makro ki kechatis hu. My kechatis Oshem? What does it mean to say that this corpus like a regular chatis Oshem? Means keshar ha-shomus yiyah. Mashma, this Oshem with Sarah, now the Torah puts it back, it has the same aloch like all other Hashemus. So, it comes out now, it says twice by Korban Oshem that you have to have a Shechita B'Tzofen. Therefore it's good, I know it's Likuva. The other one was the question, Lomuli Lakshusha Lechatis, Lomuli Lakshu Liyola, how come this Korban has to have a Hekish both to a Korban Chatis and to a Korban Oyla? In other words, by the Aroch of Shechita, one person says the Mokum Ashi Yishchot Es Chatis V'Yes Oyla, Yishchot Es Oshem. So why is the Pesach going to say by Shechita, it's Daima to a Chatis and to an Oyla? So Ravina says, Itzrach, yes, we need it. Iyaksha lechatis, the Torah would have just said that this Osher Mitzvah is Daima to a Korban Chatis. V'lo Iyaksha lechatis, it's not Daima to a Korban Oyla, though. Then have, I mean, I would have thought to say, Chatis mechen lemda, where do we learn out the Korban Chatis? Need Shechita b'Tzofen, me Yoyla. So I would have thought to say, Dovra Lama Behekish, Chayzim Lama Behekish. Like, you can't learn out then back to a carbon this Oshim. Because even by Chattis, we only know it's from a Hekish to a carbon Eilo. So to be a problem, I cannot learn out carbon Oshim, etc., from a Chattis, from a carbon Eilo. By Kotchim, we don't say it, learn out, or Dovra Lama Behekish cannot be Chayzim Lama Behekish. So therefore, the Pesach has to say no, that this Oshim, etc., has left like a carbon Eilo, meaning you can learn it out directly from a carbon Eilo. Just like a carbon Eilo, there the Torah says clearly that the Shechita has to be done with Sofin, who are done by this Oshim Metzorah, also it's like it says it has to be done with Sofin. Oh, Malay Mazutra, Abrei Derav Mori, the Ravina, Seth Ravina, the Nikshel Eilo, Vlei Nikshel Chattis, Lechu would have been enough just to make the Ektish to a carbon Eilo and not to a carbon Chattis. What is the point that you have to say this Oshim Metzorah is done to both of them? It's more like this, because otherwise, I mean, I would have thought to say that Dovra Lamed Behekish, Chayzim Lamed Behekish. I would have thought to say that even by Kodshim, yes, something that's learned out with the Hekish, you could learn it out to something else with the Hekish. That's what I would have thought. So now the Torah has to say here that this Korban Oshim is hookish to both, to Nodim and to Achatis. Why both? To teach us that if it wouldn't have been hookish, I would have said just from Achatis is not enough. Because Chattis itself is also only learned out from Hekish. So I learned out the Yisoid that Dovra Lamed Behekish is Eino Chayzim Lamed Behekish. That's what the Torah has to say here, that this Oshim Mitzrayim is Daimut to both. Like Mamish to teach us this Yisoid. The Chitimim, maybe you'll say, Nikesh Akush Lechattis. Let's only make a Hekish to Chattis. Like, what do you have to have the Hekish to oil altogether for? Just make Hekish to Chattis? Someone says, no, Nichalei Demakish Leli Iker. We'd rather make the Hekish to the Iker Mokum. We learn out Sofim by Olam, Vlo Makish Leli Tofel. And not to be Makish to Achati was only a Tofel. Lochi Lif, so really it's extra. Like once we have the Hekish to a Korban Olam, what does the Pesach have to say that this Korban Oshim is also going with the Korban Chattis? Is Lochi Akshel Achatis, the Yakshel Yoilo. The reason why the Torah here says this Oshim Mitzray is going to both to Achatis and to an Olam, the name of the teacher is this Yisoid, that Dovra Lamed Behekish, She'ena Chayzim Lamed Behekish, that you should know, if not for the fact that the Torah says it by both here, I would not be able to learn out, because that's the Yisoid, something by Kodshim, that you only know it through Hekish, you have no right to be Chayzim Lamed Behekish. Rav Omar Rav, it says, Mihocha, this is the place where I learn out that an Oshim is Likuba, that the Shechita has to be done with Sofim. The Chsiv, it says, Kasha Yuram Mishor Zevach HaShlamim. Yuram, Rashi says, B'murei Par, Koin Mashiach Chsiv. It says, when the Par of the Koin Gadol, when he brings his special Par, what do you do with the Imurim? How do you burn the Imurim? So it says, the same way you burn the Imurim of a Koin Shlamim. So, what are we teaching us over here? What Lima that we're learning out from Koin Shlamim back to the Par that a Koin Gadol brings in his head? Ilu yoseres hakovid for the extra legs by the liver, or shtei akloes and the two kidneys, but gufiksiv, it says it by the parsha itself, that these are the imurim that has to be burnt. So what's the extra pasuk here for? Samra popo mishum deboy yagmurei yoseres hakovid, or shtei akloes, mipar helam dover. Excuse me, when Rav is says namihocho, he's teaching us this is the place we've learned after you say by kochim, that you do not learn out. A dov a lama hekish could be chayzim lama hekish. Rabbi says this yisoid we know from these pesukim here. And the pasuk says extra again. Kasha yura mishor zavach hashlamim. So it's come teach us extra. There's the yoseres hakovid, there's the murim by the par kray mashiach. So prophet says mishum debo yag murim yoseres hakovid oistei akloyis mipar helam dovo shel tzibor lesiri avros kechovim. Because you want to learn it out now. Back to the Surah that's brought for Chet Mavay the Zorah. Now, Begufi like Siv, it doesn't say Begufi. On the Par Koin Mashiach Udugomer, we learn it out, the Par Helam Dover, from a Par Koin Mashiach we learn it out from. Siv Solohochi Itzroch, Kashi Yuram. Therefore, we need an extra postik by the Par Koin Mashiach to Nehevei command the Siv Begufi, as if it says the Locha clearly, Begufi, the Par Koin Mashiach, that you need these Imurim. Because otherwise there'll be a problem. If you only know this out from the Hekish, you cannot learn out another carbon from this. So Rava says this we will learn out the Yisoid. That Dovra Lama Behekish is Eino Chayzim Lama Bekotchim. Therefore, that's so clearly by the power of Kohen Mashiach, the halachas of the Emurim.
So on this, Omer Leiv Rav Papa to Rav Papa, so Rav Papa asks a question back to Rav Papa. It says, still it's a kasha. V'lichtevei begufei. Let the Torah says clearly in the pasha of Par Helam Devro, by that quote, let the Torah says clearly there it has these Emurim. And now to have to learn it out from the power of Kohen Mashiach, from Lein Akish. So Rav Papa says, no. He calls the begufei. Who would have said begufei? V'layakish. I would not learn it out from Hekish. However, meaning then I would have thought to say, Dovra lom behekish, chuzam lom behekish, something you learn out from Hekish, you have the right to learn it out again from Hekish. So if we're told out, he says it this way, to teach us this Yisayid. Fechitem, maybe you'll say, Nikshe Akushe, that true, let's make a Hekish, Michele de Kosra de Gufe, Midiakish la Akushe. No, Havada would have been better for Torah to write a Gufe. Havad, it would have been better to say in the parasha, Par Helam Dover itself, it has these Emurim. So if so, why didn't the Torah do it this way? Why did the Torah teach us from Hekish? Is Lech Kasra V'Yakshay, therefore as an extra pasuk, learn out from them, Kar Par Kar Mashiach, Lememur teaches it this Yisoid, that Dover Lama B'Hekish, Ein Choyzom Lama B'Hekish. So that's how Rav learns out this Yisoid. That this is other Mokom to learn out, this Klal B'Kotchim, that if you learn something out from Hekish, you have no right to learn it back again to something else with the Hekish. Now the Gemara goes to explain the different Yisoidis. Dover halomed behekish, ein chozer lomed behekish, that's the Yisoid bakotchim. You cannot learn it back again with the Hekish. So how do we know this? Imidirevi, imidirevina, from these two lemudim we just had. But these lemudim, you cannot learn it over again with the Hekish. Now the shayla is what's going to be dover halomed behekish, something you learn out from Hekish. Now you want to learn this out to someplace else, not with another Hekish, but with the Gzeira Shava. Is the Gzeira Shava better or not? So Toshma, I'm going to bring you proof. Rabbi Nosson ben Avtunus Omer, he says, Minayim lepricha bebegodim shi teira. How do I know by the Negoyim that if it's parachas means it spreads all over the Begid, the Tzara spreads over the whole Begid? How do we know that that's a simin teira by begodim? So the answer is because nemen karachas vegabachas the begodim. It says these two types of simonim by the begodim, karachas and gabachas. The nemen also says karachas and gabachas biyodim. It also says these simonim of negoyim by a person. So malahala, just by a person. Porach pekulei tor. If the mega spreads over the whole body, it becomes tor. Is the afkana same thing by begodim also? Parach, the kulu Torah, if the mega spreads over the whole begid, the begid is tall. Now, v'hosim minon, how do we know a gufa by nodom? Tehsev, it says, meroshoi v'yad raglo. So the mega is from his hands, from his head to his feet. V'iskish roshel regal, we have a hekish, the head to the feet. Ma'al ha'alam kul v'hopach lovin. Parach, the kulu Torah, if that thing spreads white, he becomes tall. Parach, the kulu is also tall. The head. That's the simonim of Gabachas. And the other simonim is upon the or upon the skin. So how do we know the one out one from the other? That's like a Hekish. Shall we see even by an Odom, you only know through a Hekish. And still we're learning it out now with Gzeres Shava back to Begodim. So here you see clearly something you learn out with a Hekish, you're allowed to go and make a Gzeres Shava now. Rabbi Yochanan says, Bechola Torah, the rest of the Torah, Kula Lemedim, Lomad Min Lomad. If something you learn out from one place, you can learn it out to another place. Chutz min hakodshim, shein donin lomad mi lomad. Something you learn out once, you cannot go and learn it out again to a second time. Tim came because it's so, lo yoymat tzfoyna biyoshim. I do not need the Torah to teach me that a korban oshim has to be done with tzofen. To be exact, oshim chatim oshim, not a korban chatis. So why do we need a special pasuk by oshim meimah? That doesn't mean that do halom shish, Ein choizem lana v'gzeir v'shava. You cannot learn out with gzeir v'shava. So it's not like we're saying before we're saying you can learn out with gzeir v'shava. So Moses says, no, maybe Yeba Yashem is different. V'dum v'shem dikul v'mifrach. No, it's not even a good gzeir v'shava. Could ask the question, ma lechatesh chay mechaper zachay v'krisis. That maybe chates is still better than Yashem. It comes from a kapor of chay v'krisis. Kod shikadoshim yisayu v'ksivei. So again, the last kashri is maybe killing enough for mechatis, because chatis is mechaperos achai v'krisis. Because it says on both sides, and when you're over there, there's a question on it. I before Bnei Goyim is Lachot. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. The whole Latara Kula, you could learn out. It's only by Kotshim, he says this Klal, that even a Dov, a Lon of Mehekish, he cannot be Chayz and learn it out with the Gzeret Shava. The other Gemara says, Dov, a Lon of Mehekish, Chayz and learn it with Kav V'Chayma. What's going to be the Shal, can you make the Kav V'Chayma now? If you first know the Lacha from Gzeret Hekish, and now you want to make the Kav V'Chayma, turn it out to something else, can you make the Kav V'Chayma now? So Gemara says, Mid the tenor of the very Rabbi Shmuel.